Hi, and welcome to lesson number 4 of Digging Yourself Out of Your Hole. And today's lesson is all about getting to know your hole. Okay, the last lesson was about getting to know who you are, but today is more about actually having a pragmatic look at the hole that you keep just seem just falling into. You know, and I have had holes, and I still get holes, where I seem to repeatedly fall into. And for me, a hole that I fall into, maybe less now because I've been working on this for quite some time, is a hole of depression. And it's like, it's a darkness, and it's, I have thoughts of self-loathing, that I'm stupid, useless, and it's sort of like a downward spiral, and I just sit in it, and I just go down. And I believe that it's really very, very important for whatever the hole that you're sitting in is to sort of like detach from the emotions of it all and just have an absolutely pragmatic examination of the hole. So when I mean detach, it's sort of like, well, you know how a spaceship is linked to the space station up and way up there. And they just go, so it detaches from it, and it can look at the space station, it can look at it and see, oh, okay, now I can see it. So there's a sense that we need to detach from ourselves and just have a pragmatic look at what the hole is actually all about. And then we can actually start to, as we move away from it, start to look at it. We might be able to see other factors around it add to the picture that we may not have seen that we're actually, when we're actually attached very strongly to it. All right, and in that wonderful piece of prose by Portia and Nelson about the autobiography in 5 chapters, she says, there is a hole, a deep hole in the sidewalk. I've fallen, I'm lost, I'm hopeless. So what is the hole for you? Now, it could be a number of holes, but what is a hole that you seem to just keep on falling into? Bang. Time, time, time again. Now, for many people, it could be like an addiction, all right? And we can name some pretty big addictions that everybody knows about, like things like, you know, gambling, drugs, alcohol, pornography, food addictions, shopping addictions. But it could be, you know, the addiction list goes on and on and on, of course, but that's a pretty obvious one. But it could be other things, other holes that you just fall into. It could be depression, it could be anxiety, it could be something like anger, that I just get furious and angry and I just want to explode, and it just becomes a habit. I walk down the street and I just, something happens, triggers me, I go into anger. First of all, I want to reassure you that God knows your hole. Like, what? No, I don't want God to know. God knows your hole. And actually God knows it actually better than yourself, and knows every dimension of your hole, every dark corner, every dark crevice that you may not even know yourself. He knows it perfectly, or they know it perfectly. And so part of what I want to do, or for you to do, is to ask God to help you pragmatically, remember the spaceship, help you to examine the hole that you keep on falling into, or you can't seem to get out of, and to open your mind to seeing it in different ways, and to seeing other factors that you may not have seen before. So, for example, I'm going to use myself. I think that's a pretty good way to do it. So I'm going to name my hole depression. Okay, I'm walking along the street, something happens, and I go into the hole. And I feel depression. And for me, it's like staring at blackness, darkness. And I know, you know, this is, again, just examining my hole. What makes it worse? Well, what makes it worse is the more I dwell there, the more I sit in that darkness, the worse it will become. All right, so I'm just looking at pragmatically, what makes it worse? Well, the longer I stay there, the worse it's going to become. The second thing I want to ask myself, well, what makes it better? Well, I know that physical rest, for me at the moment, actually makes it better. See, when I'm not doing this sort of stuff, I'm often out doing gardening, which is physically a demanding job of, you know, pulling trees and weeds and lawn mowing, and it's absolutely tiring. And if you do a full day of that, you get tired, and so you become more vulnerable to going into that hole. And so rest is actually very, very important to me to make it better. What else? Exercise. Actually, if I didn't exercise, I think my depression would get worse too, because I'd just be sitting around and I would actually start to just cavitate into myself. Another thing that makes it better is actually seeing problems. For me, is seeing problems get solved. Alright, so not seeing them drag on and on and on and on, but actually taking affirmative action into getting things done and taking, affirmative action. Another thing that helps make my depression better is what I think I've already talked about. This is about millimeter movement. So we can actually set goals that are about this big, huge, big goals. Whereas actually, if you make them small enough, they're achievable. And when we achieve little goals like that, you start to sense progress, which actually helps you to move out of depression. So I've just listed four things. I'm sure there are probably other things for me. So there's rest, exercise, seeing problems get solved, and those little millimeter movements. Another question is, how'd you get in this hole? Well, you know, I get in this hole because I work really long, and I've got these thinking habits that I need to actually address, and we'll talk about that later, that take me down that path. And the stresses that are around me and you that can actually be quite pushing you into your hole. Another question is, are there what we call early warning signs to your ending up in the hole? Now, they might be some things that say, people might say, hey, you seem to be a bit off. Are you becoming unwell? Are you doing things that really keep you well? So are there early warning signs to you actually about your hole that and either other people might say, hey, I think you're going down the hole. You know, we're concerned. Yeah, and another good question is, what do your family and your friends, maybe even workmates, etc., say about your hole? What do they say, like, we see you going into that hole, it looks a dark place? The final thing we've got to do is to embrace that this is your hole, and if it's your hole, it's your responsibility. Now that sounds pretty hard, doesn't it? But it's true. You know, in the piece of prose from Porter and Nelson, she talks about people just blaming everybody else, and it's everybody else's fault that I'm in this hole. Woe's me. No, your hole, your responsibility. You got to know your hole, and you've got to know how to get out of it, and we're going to help you get out of it. But it's so important to define what your hole looks like. And so, remember how we did the sticky notes? And I suppose it's kind of a journaling exercise around defining who you are. This is when you do that for your hole. What does your hole look like? All right. Another example that might help you work through this is I once was supporting a guy who had a major gambling addiction. All right. And we went through, can you define what your hole is? And then he said, yep, gambling. Okay. So I said, okay, what happens? We just had a really pragmatic look at it. No guilt, no shame, no blaming, nothing like that. Just what happens? He says, well, I go this route to my workplace, and the slot machine place is right there where I walk, and I just go in. Oh, okay. All right. Great. What leads up to that? Well, often what happened last time was that I looked at my bank account, and we had $20 in it, and I had this thought, I've got $20, I'll take it out, and I can make $200 out of that, because I've done it before, you know. Oh, okay. Righto, so yeah, there's $20 in there. What else sort of makes it more likely to you're going to go into the gambling casino place? If I've had an argument with my wife. Okay, all right. What else? And so what we're just doing is we're just saying, okay, can you please just give me a non-emotional view of your hole and how you get there? Are there warning signs coming up? Anything like that. And so after that, and we'll talk about this more later, we actually developed a plan for him that was millimeter achievable, okay? Where he would start noticing those little things, those little triggers, those little warnings that would be saying, hey, where in the past he would have gone down the hole, or gone down the right road and gone into the casino. Where he actually started to make tangible, different strategies to actually say, no, I'm not going to go down that road anymore, I'm going to pick a different route. And actually part of it was taking a different route to walk to his workplace, so that he didn't go past that particular gambling facility. And that started to really transform his life and change his view on himself. And so when he learned about who he was and the value that he had himself, when he learned about his hole and the his unique hole and how it actually worked compared to other people, then we were able to develop a plan to actually stop him going down that hole again. Hey, get the sticky notes out, get the journal out, start writing what your particular hole looks like. Remember, detach from the emotions and start just putting it out there on the sticky notes in the journal. Okay, thanks.